magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. I'll be with you live in the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 23rd day of May 2007. Interesting. Ken, I need my window to the world. Thank you. I always insist on doing a radio program with the blinds open. There we go. Outstanding. Thank you, Ken. I've been, for some strange reason, and I'm not a morning person at all. I'll be the first to admit that. But I have been watching C-SPAN. And what did I wake up to this morning? Oh, Michael Chertoff. What was he pushing? Oh, the amnesty bill. Ah, but of course it's not the amnesty bill. It's something that's been going on for 20 or 30 years, and the American people want something done about it, and that's what we're doing. Well, he was up there for about 30 minutes selling his wares, and call after call after call came in, and they opened up the line. Since he was only there for 30 minutes, they spent a few minutes outlining what he wanted to say and the framework he wanted to present it in, and then they opened up the phones, and every phone call that came in basically told Mr. Chertoff, hey, go take a hike. People are upset about this immigration bill. He says it's been going on for 20, 30 years, and, well, we've got to take a decisive action and do it now. Well, if you look at the faces of the pundits of this immigration bill, they are looking anything but secure in their decisions, and there's amendments to the bills and all this other stuff. Well, they're going to try to grant amnesty, no two ways about it. And they're fast-tracking this thing. In the midst of everything else, they're fast-tracking it. And it's not panning out well. Now, watching Chertoff, because unscripted, you never see this guy unscripted in a Q&A, all right? It's different when they give their presentations, they hold their press conferences, because they got scriptwriters and they got people coaching them. But you get them on a one-to-one situation. I tried to get in, but the phone lines were already loaded. He was only on for 30 minutes, so the phone lines obviously closed. And I wanted my crack at him, but people went after him with a vengeance. And again, when I'm talking about the C-SPAN audience, I'm talking about people that think that they're smart. They know the issues. They know their candidates. They know government, or at least they think they know. And they know what they know, even armed with just that, going after this guy. It reminded me of the county fairs. Remember those where you'd set up the little booths and you go in there and with the BB guns you'd try to shoot the star off a little target and you shot all the red out. You got the big Cupid doll, okay? That's what Chertoff looked like to me. The red star sitting there and people were taking pot shots at him right and left. I want to get into a little bit more about our dear friend and bud, Mr. Chertoff. Scary looking dude, by the way. You know, they say the eyes are the windows of the soul. This guy's eyes look like two pee holes in the snow. At any rate, we'll take the break here. Be right back with the National Intel Report. We'll get this thing rolling today. A lot of stuff to talk about today, folks. Important things. Facts and figures will be flying your way right after this break. Stay tuned. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yes, watching Mr. Chertoff today, it was rather, how should I say, refreshing? No. Informative? Oh, yes. You know, if you want to know the mindset of these federal goons, and as I said, the issue was on the immigration bill, and one lady emailed her question in, and the subject was, how do you round these illegals up? And that was the topic matter, and she emailed in and said, but look, every 10 years they do a census. You know, the illegals have been coming in this country for the last 20 years. I mean, this just didn't happen overnight. And at the volume that they're coming in, folks, expect, with this immigration bill right now, I wished I was doing a flyover of our southern border right now. Hell, it'd probably be a sea of humanity flooding this way. The fence was authorized last year. You know how many miles of the fence that they built? 2 miles. 2 miles. Chertoff says, we got 13,000 Border Patrol agents out there. That's three shifts covering two different borders. How many is that per mile? And how many different ways do they tie their hands? But this lady emails a question. She said, look, we do a census every 10 years. Chertoff says, we can't. You know, we don't have enough police officers out there. You know, we don't have enough jail capacity. What are we going to do with these people? It's going to cost billions of dollars. Well, they've already cost us billions of dollars, okay? They've already done that. But her suggestion was every 10 years, you got the census, right? Okay, so when you show up at the house, you just ask for everybody's ID that lives in the house. Now, I'm not a proponent of checking everybody's IDs, but you see where this national ID card was being pushed. And they're still pushing this, ladies and gentlemen, because they're saying, oh, well, no, only the people that are going to apply for a green card or try to legalize themselves, in the just these people are going to get the ID cards. Really? I know people that look Mexican that are not Mexican. They're dark skinned. They have different facial features. So the point is, how are we going to know? I'll tell you how we know. National ID cards. And, of course, they're going to get their own special biometric, unalterable cards. But this lady's suggestion, on the surface, think about it. Okay, the census people show up and ask for ID. Well, Chertoff says, well, you know, gosh, we don't have enough police to do that. Well, wait a minute, who said anything about any police? But his response was very telling on how the mindset, this militaristic mindset in Washington, D.C. is. He said, we don't have enough police officers to do this. You know, and if you don't show up with enough police officers, well, then you don't get the person's compliance. In other words, what he was saying, that if you show up with too few officers, they may want to get violent. So what he was basically saying is you show up with a troop of cops, that way you ensure safety. That is the mindset of a police state. You're looking for compliance, okay? You're looking for compliance, not resistance. This is what I've argued about the police state mentality, even dealing with hostage situations. Do we think that heretofore, before we had our SWAT team, these guys amaze me too. You know, they go out to the shooting range with their high power rifles, practice their shooting skills, and then they're given authority to go on these SWAT teams. Some of these, and I got to tell you honestly, folks, some of these SWAT teams, I mean, it's like Buffoon City. But this is the mindset that they use. What did we do in hostage situations before we had SWAT teams? Oh, that's right. We had cops talking to criminals without 300 people pointing rifles and blaring horns and whatever else. I mean, they always use bullhorns. I mean, obviously, if you can't come face-to-face, you're not in shouting distance. You know, the police are here. Hello. But you would wear the people down. If you're in a hostage situation and you're the person holding somebody else hostage, you know, are you going to go to the fridge and make a sandwich and sit down and watch Oprah Winfrey on the sofa or take a nap? No. The pressure is on the person perpetrating the crime. Cops got all day. They can rotate shifts. They can do this day in and day out if they want to. But now it's a militaristic standpoint, so it was very telling. It was very telling how Mr. Chertoff answered that question to that woman about, well, why don't you just check their IDs when you show up at their door? And it doesn't even have to be uniform cops. Okay? But this is based on the problem. Okay, here's the problem foisted in our face. Remember, problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem, then they tell you how bad it is, and then they come up with their solutions. Well, in this particular case, their solution is basically give amnesty with a kickback to the government. What is it, a $5,000 fine and $1,500 for this? And congratulations. Mm-mm. If this has been going on for 20 years, why are we in such a hurry? Okay, let's think about this for a second. Everybody would like to see these illegals gone overnight. That's not going to happen overnight. What needs to take place in this country is to make it uncomfortable for these aliens to be here. And who gives a rat's patootie if they're here for another year or another 3 years? Doesn't matter. They've been here for 20 or 30, so what does it matter if we get rid of them in the next 12 or 24 or 36 months? It really doesn't matter. What first has to take place is that border to be absolutely locked down and sealed. So when we start the, and I don't like the term deportation, how about repatriation? How about that one? Okay, we're going to repatriate these fine, hardworking people doing the jobs Americans don't want to do back over the border into Mexico. Now, what this will accomplish is you're not going to have this giant flood of the repatriated citizens back to Mexico in one huge lump sum. What I think the federal government should be doing is talking to the Mexican government right now and saying, you know what? You ought to improve your damned economy down there so people aren't running across the border to come get jobs here. Sure enough, by the way, said, you know, well, we've got a shortage of people picking produce now. These people are having a hard time trying to find people to pick the produce. You want to know why? Because they're out there. They're out there taking everybody else's jobs. They're going out there and getting the higher paid jobs and displacing American workers. So, Mr. Chertoff, that doesn't wash either. And how this should be handled. Okay, so we don't have enough jail cell capacity to house all these people. We can't give them tickets to tell them to go to court because they don't show up. We know that. Okay, so we got a problem here. They're, and continually, and Chertoff was attacked on this deal, about continually underreporting the numbers. And this is what Chertoff said. I just about fell off the couch. I thought, how can you sit there, and he's very good at lying. He's staring right into the camera. He's not talking to the host of the program. Okay, he's looking square into that camera and blatantly lying. Now, this is what he said, how they have arrived at the 12 million figure that's been reported by every newspaper, every mainstream electronic outlet out there. Oh, we've got 11, maybe 12 million. Okay, the number now is pretty much settled to 12 million. Now, how did he arrive at that? Well, there were two independent groups that they went to assess the problem of how many illegals here. And when the reports came back, it was in 15,000 to 20,000 of both of the people that did the research. That's what he said. I about fell off the couch. 12 million, yeah, times three. So I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this and I'm going, you know, I'm hearing reasoned voices on this subject. And this one doesn't have to be fast-tracked. As far as I'm concerned, this can be talked about openly, but intensely, for a few more months, maybe another 6 months. But when it's done, it's got to be done right. Now, the dog just walked into the broadcast booth. Did he happen to bring my coffee with him? Okay, great. Thanks, Ken. So are we in a great hurry to get this problem fixed and get it fixed right now if it's not done correctly? Absolutely not. And I think saner minds are starting to prevail on this. One thing is blatantly obvious. Nobody wants amnesty. Blanket, patchwork, quilt style, any which way you can think of. These people are in this country illegally. Go they must. But it's how do we repatriate them back to Mexico is going to be the trick. And as I said earlier, first thing you do, you seal the border. All right, so we've got cops out there that are checking people along highways when they break down, looking for their IDs. We find illegals. And we're not even talking about anything else but just traffic right now. You find an illegal alien, you know what? Sorry, pal. You go to jail, immigration service shows up, rounds them up, put them on the bus, and away they go back to Mexico. Now, that doesn't seem real practical for, say, 30 to 35 million of them, but if all the police are doing this nationwide, well, they're not going to have to worry about filling up their jail cells. Man, let's do it, say, a police department at a time, depending on the size of the city. Small city, hey, you can put 12 people, 15, 20 people in jail, can't you, for a night or a couple of nights? You know, I don't mind paying a few tax dollars to feed them. I don't want them to starve. ICE comes around, loads them up, ships them back. But again, that border's got to be sealed so they're not coming back across in another 24 hours. All right, I'm going to continue with this and get into this because this is an issue. They're trying to pull the wool over our eyes right now, folks. And they're fast-tracking this thing. And you can bet your bottom dollar that the figures that are out there that this is going to end up meaning You know, we might have 80, maybe to 100 million illegals running around in this country in less than 10 years. I do believe that's factually correct. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Yeah. What it is? Oh, it's very clear. No doubt about it. So, Mr. Chertoff, I want to thank you personally for coming on C-SPAN and showing your true colors. And I'm glad you were there to get the in-person and live opposition to what you're doing. And along the lines of what to do about this. You know, my sister once told me, she said, if you're going to do something, don't get in a hurry to do it, because if you get in too much of a hurry, you're going to make mistakes. And then you have to go back maybe and redo the whole thing, depending on what your project is. You might have to redo the whole thing. So economy in force, you take your time, you do it right the first time, you touch it once, and then leave it alone. I thought that was great advice. So what exactly do we do with all the illegals? Well, there was a lot of military bases that were shut down in this country. Didn't we intern the Japanese during World War II? Didn't we put them in military-controlled encampments? Well, why couldn't we do that with the illegals? Put them in these military bases. They're not paid. They don't get to collect food stamps. They'll be fed. Their charge and their duty would be to maintain their living spaces, you know, cleanliness, whatever else, taking care of themselves. until such time they've been loaded up on a bus, a plane, a freight car, I don't really care which, refrigerator, of course, and they're sent back to Mexico. Now, the Mexican government is going to like this because they're collecting $17 to $20 billion every year off the illegals that are sending money back to mom and pop and brother and sister and cousin and uncle, aunt, whoever. Okay, it's a boom to the Mexican economy because for them that's free money. But why is it free money? If they're in this country illegally and they're earning money and they're sending it back, let me see, if I'm a drug dealer, do I get to deal drugs, illicit funds, get to ship them around or send money? No. Tell you what the federal government does. They confiscate it. Of course, they try to confiscate you, but in this particular case, just confiscate the funds. Now, how are they sending it back? Not necessarily through the U.S. mail. They're wiring it back, Western Union-ing it back, you know, whatever the case may be. So there's a way to kind of cut that off. And then you go after the employers. See, and this is where the citizens can be of great help in this country. And I'm not suggesting a tips program by another name. But if you got a company that's running a sweatshop, hey, there's a bunch of illegals there. You call up your local police department and say, hey, you got undocumented workers here. Is there going to be a penalty for that employer? Oh, well, there might be a little problem here with really well-forged documents that the employer really didn't know. Well, hold on here a second. That's up to the employer to verify employment status and verify and take a little time again, take a little time to do the proper research to make sure that the person that's applying for the job in your company, your business, isn't an ex-convict, isn't a baby raper or a mother raper or whatever the case may be. And, well, I'm sure that once the illegals in this country got the idea that they're being scrutinized a little bit more, that might make them want to maybe go home. Another thing that's got to be done is these cities that are offering zones. They're calling them zones that, well, they can get driver's licenses and they get bank accounts. Well, at the state level, they've got to put the kibosh to that one. See, you're starting to get my point here. This is just not an easy fell swoop. Let's ship 30, 35 million of these characters back and we can do it overnight. And we can do this non-violently without hate or prejudice. You know, I think I've demonstrated on this program, I'm not necessarily happy about this because I know the agenda behind the balkanization process. Most Americans do not. They just know one thing. They don't like the idea of all these illegals coming into this country. They cost a lot of damn money. Chertoff said something, as I said before, that, you know, well, gosh, you know, these growers, these producers, they're having problems locating people to pick lettuce. And, well, if you know, if that's the case, you know, and we start to set standards and wages and, you know, you're going to be happy paying $50 for a head of lettuce? Trust me, folks. You're not going to be paying $50 for a head of lettuce for somebody out there picking lettuce at a fair wage. And didn't we always have migrant farm workers in this country? They come up here for the growing season. They earned some money, pretty good money. And guess what? They went back home. And that was not a problem. Those were really migrant farm workers. But you see, they've left the farms because they're taking over the construction industry in this country. Totally across the board. So again, that kind of shoots in the tail end the argument, well, they're just doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. Look, I'm going to tell you something. This keeps on the way it is. You're going to see Americans out there in the lettuce fields picking lettuce because they're going to be taking the job that you once held. Why? Lower wages. I want to get into how the union stance is on this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I can see it now, ladies and gentlemen. Mexicans being repatriated back to their countries, them starting unions, demanding fair wages. Companies not running over the border for the cheap labor. Somebody smart enough in Washington, D.C. going, you know what? We have no problem with companies locating overseas, but you know what? If you're going to ship your product back into this country, there's going to be tariffs put on it. Because, again, the driving force behind us is the globalism. How to get the cheap labor. And that's what they've got in this country. That's why they want the 35 million illegals in this country to drive the wage scales down. And if you got a labor pool that big in a recession, hey, what a boom. What a boon. What an absolute boon to corporations, companies, chicken pluckers, whatever the case may be. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Santiago in New Mexico. Hello, Santiago.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a suggestion to take care of the illegals that come in. Is remember all those FEMA prisons they built?
Yeah.
Why don't we use them?
Well, that was my suggestion, or as I said, the military bases have all been shut down.
Yeah, but you know, the FEMA base, the prison's already built, and we got one right in Taylor there.
That's true, we do. That is true.
You got to test out the guards and the equipment and everything. Why not do a dry run with them? Using for that, maybe they'll fill them up so much that we won't have to go there.
Well, and I think one of the best places to start would probably be in Los Angeles County out in L.A.
There you go. And, you know, we can take the overflow. I'm sure there's a lot of overflow places in the country that we can take those extra ones and put them in there. But they have facilities for millions of us.
Well, and I think that's a perfect example, and Mr. Chertoff would know more about that than the average guy out there would know. I'm sure he's got all kinds of capacity for storing all kinds of people. Oh, that's right. That was intended for us, not the illegals here, though.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, got to start somewhere.
Good suggestion, Santiago.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, and this doesn't have to be, you know, this doesn't have to be done in a hateful way. Like I said, I know why these people are showing up here. Because they can, first of all. Who doesn't want to come to America, right? With our tree-lined streets and our manicured lawns and a high standard of living and all kinds of services and benefits. And who wouldn't want to come here? I mean, this is still nirvana on planet Earth. But they're trying to destroy it. Charles in Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles. You're up next.
How you doing, Mr. John?
Hi.
Mr. John, look, about all this picking, you know, letters and all that, we got how many millions of inmates ain't doing nothing? If you give them 50 cents an hour, they would pick these letters and whatever, onions, and put that money in an account when they get out of prison. They would do it. They'd be glad to do it. Because when they get out of prison, they give them 10 hours and leave them in the middle of the street. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They would like to have that to send home to their kids, help their wife and all that. There's millions of inmates would do this.
Let me ask you a question, Charles, because
yes.
You're down in Louisiana. You
yeah.
were hit by Katrina down there.
Yes, sir.
How many illegals you have down there doing cleanup and construction?
When I went to New Orleans, it's thousands.
Yeah.
And
do you think for a second that people, if they could earn a wage, This makes sense to me. If they could earn a real living wage, wouldn't the people in Louisiana, in all areas affected by Katrina, don't you think that these people would be more than happy to rebuild their own communities?
Yes.
I don't see where the problem is. Who are these companies that are hiring all these illegals?
Well, they don't know because when they go to check them out, they move them nightly. You know, they move them in different places. They might be at one place two nights, and then they move them someplace else.
But there are companies that contracts are signed to do specific jobs,
yes.
And then I understand that they're hidden. Sometimes it's subcontracted to a subcontractor that subcontracts it to another contractor.
So.
But the original agreement or contract was signed by a company. You hold those people liable.
So.
When you start to find out who these companies are, you just have to go right up the food chain.
If they were building an office, who owns that office? Hold them responsible. You know what I mean? Another thing, Mr. Joan, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. I know you out there, you put yourself on the front line, and I respect that, so help me God, I do. But you know what the problem is? Nobody has fear for the American people no more. They domesticated. Nobody says, oh, there's going to be a penalty if I do this. They run over us because there's no fear.
That's right.
You see, like, let me explain something. You take a burglar. He has more fear than a guy that reacts. He wants to pick somebody old that he don't have no fear.
That's right.
And if we would just get a little guts, Mr. Joe, not you, and there's many other patients, willing to stand up for something, for anything, people would back down from us.
And I'll tell you, Charles, I'm coming rapidly to the conclusion that the reason more and more people aren't joining in the refounding of this country is because they have let fear run their lives. They feel that they can do or whatever, maybe not even, they haven't even tried to do anything yet. But there's a whole myriad of things. But what we've got to do is create that atmosphere that people attack things in a positive way, that whatever they do, it's going to contribute, no matter how large or how small. That whatever they're going to do, they're doing it, and other people are also doing it. Something has got to kick that off. I don't know if they're waiting for the Barnum and Bailey Circus to hit town. I don't know what they're waiting for. But I see something turning around, and I think you called, well, you called in the other day. I was talking about Ron Paul.
Yes.
This has given somebody out there hope. A lot of people hope, because finally a politician, and I don't regard Ron Paul as a politician, a statesman. That's how I regard him. But it's the hope that, wait a minute, we might have a chance to get this guy in here. Hope is a very infectious thing. When you see a society decline and just disintegrate is when all hope is gone.
Well, he in a small paper, he's in a small paper like the Walker paper. It's a very small paper. And it's giving people are talking right now. Many are sick of politicians. They know they're lying. Some people are just scared to talk, you know. But now people are starting to talk about Ron Paul. I've never heard of him before, John.
That's right. And again, that malaise has set in. That disconnect took place because, you know, Bolivia had a higher turnout, a voter turnout, than people in the United States. Because what would be the incentive of going and voting from somebody from column A or column B? It's all the same product. It's just packaged different.
Two different rats.
There you go.
Different colors.
There you go.
And I'm going to tell you something, Mr. I'm seeing for the first time on this people, like on this, I don't want to bring it up again, but the truck rally. I had for the first time people at night in the rest stops of the truck helping me pass out flyers.
Yep.
I had people with me. And this is the first time I ever had anybody at my side.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And I think the next rally will be better. And I think if we just start telling people about this show, don't explain to them. Say, look, listen to John. See what he's got to say. Just see what he's got to say. Come over and have coffee with me for one program, please.
There you go.
That's what, if everybody would do this. And well, I mean it. It's that simple. If everybody would just...
Charles, this is what I've said many, 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 many times before. You know, it's one thing to have that horse, and it's one thing to lead him to water, but you can't make him drink. But how many listeners out there have actually suggested to their coworkers, their friends, their neighbors, their cousins, their uncles, their aunts, you know, you think I'm nuts, don't listen to me. Tell you what, why don't you tune into this network and pick your poison?
Or the website.
There you go.
Why can't we get little cards, you know, like little cards, like doctor cards, and start passing them out? Listen to this guy here. Just do yourself a favor. And pass them out, like, you know, put them little cards up there. They're only like $50, $100, or something like that. If somebody can't give $50 for their country, they get out of the way.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Charles, I've been screaming that at the top of my lungs for many, many years. We've built the mechanism. Use it out there, folks. Use it. We spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of money doing this. So why don't you use what's already been established? That's what people are waiting for somebody to hand them their instructions, or somebody to hand them the list of things to do. Well, this is a start, first by getting informed, by hearing. And I'll tell you something, Charles. Let me give you an example. Today, I go to Mickey D's. That's right. Every once in a while, I do that to go get their big breakfast because they got some really good sausage. Okay. I'm guilty. I go to Mickey D's sometimes. All right. I meet this guy for the second time. He recognized me. He's a preacher. My first encounter with him, you know, we're talking about the Bible and this, that, and the other, and fine. And well, today I had to make some phone calls, so I just said hi, smiled at him, and I'm gleaning the newspaper, making phone calls, trying to eat my breakfast. And he sits down to somebody that I'd seen in there, come in there many times in the morning, an ex-cop, as a matter of fact. And he's sitting there and he's talking. And the more I hear this guy talk, the more I understand that he has been plugged into the wrong place. And I shook my head, and he noticed that I was shaking my head. And I'm cleaning up my little table. Actually, Mickey D taught us how to clean up after ourselves. And I'm shaking my head, and he says, "What's wrong?" I said, "I'm listening to you." I said, "You may know your Bible, but I'm listening to you, and I'm telling you, as I told you before, you need to get another source of information, because all I hear you regurgitating is what everybody else out there that thinks that are informed is not, that doesn't have a clue as to what's going on and, more importantly, why it's going on." I said, "Did you go up to my website?" "Well, no, I didn't." "What is it again?" I said, "I'm only going to tell you this one more time, because I'm telling you what I've heard you saying is completely wrong." And if I would have sat there for another half hour, Charles, I probably would have heard more stuff that I would have gotten upset. I said, you need to find a better source of information. So I gave him the website again. And I said, you know what? Between your Bible studies, take a break. You know, you're doing some housework, doing your dishes, loading up the dishwasher, doing your laundry, scrubbing your floors. I don't care what it is. Get it on your computer and play it. You can do it at your leisure. Once you find a talk show host on the network that you like, go into the archives. They're free. I said, educate yourself. And I walked out of the place.
Don, how can we make this the best show there is? Can we put up posters, or can everybody listen and get some one other person?
For God's sakes,
I beg these people. You know, I'm so tired, Mr. Dillon.
Well,
I'm so tired.
Charles, but hang on there, because the people that are on the front lines in the beginning of a conflict are always the ones that get tired the first. So just hang on there, my friend. You just said it the other day, this truckers thing. Okay, that thing didn't come off as expected. We're going to do it again. But for the first time, you had help.
Yes.
I think that's going to continue. I think we're going to see more and more people starting to help each other.
Everybody, just like for a pack of cigarettes, just send that cigarette money in. Just buy some cords. Do something. Everybody listening to this could do a little bit more. I ain't saying they're not, but I mean, they ought to be ashamed of yourself, Mr. Jones, to listen to you. You put your life on line and they go watch television after.
I mean,
what kind of man is that? What kind of woman is that? I've been a fighter all my life, John.
Well, so am I. I've never laid down, nor do I plan to. And
yeah,
if I'm the last man standing on the battlefield, who cares?
I know this in my heart, but what about the rest of the people that do this, John? Well, how do they feel about themselves?
It's a good question. Good question. Charles, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much, my friend.
God bless you, Mr. John.
And don't ever lose hope. I know you get down sometimes because you put so much into it. But don't be that Roman candle burning it at both ends. Just do a slow, steady pace, but never quit, my friend. And I guarantee you, you will have help in the future. That's what everybody's been waiting for. We have been kind of disconnected from each other. We don't really realize our strength. We really don't. The potential out there is immense. And they're now starting to see that out of all places, out of politics, with Ron Paul. Richard in, is that Alaska or Alabama? Alabama. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
John.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid you're underestimating the seriousness of the alien problem.
And how is that?
Most of these will never go, and the authorities will never kick them out. And they have so many defenses. I could talk an hour about all the excuses they can give to stay here. But only a small percentage of them will ever leave. And there you are going to be the political pressure pushing you into jail arrested.
No, Richard, I understand, but I'm saying from the outset of this, I don't underestimate this problem one little bit. What I'm saying from the outset of this, they are already illegal, and they shall remain illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they get voting cards if they're not issued voting cards or issued bank statements or accounts? They're not issued driver's licenses. How in the heck are they going to vote? I'll tell you something else.
They will get it all.
Well, I'll tell you something else that needs to be done. When they show up at the voting polls, they have to show identification. How do they get to identification if there aren't people out there passing out the identification? And if they got worker cards or whatever the case may be, guess what? That doesn't make you a citizen. Therefore, ergo, you do not get to vote.
I know there will be some strategy the government will come up to put them, to make them vote.
Not if we take all the pissosity level out there right now and we put it to positive action and we never let up on it. I'm telling you what. There's issues that are going on right now in Washington, D.C. and at the state legislature level that pressure is starting to be put on these politicians. And the ones that are not bought and paid for and guaranteed, no matter what job they take after they get thrown out of office by the voters, the majority of them want to stay in politics. And they're not going to go against what the will, demonstrated will, the American people is, because guess what? They don't get voted in the next time.
In Alabama, there's no such pressure that I can see.
In the people in Alabama, do you have the kind of knowledge base that it takes and the cooperation between people to go against these? And again, we're talking about multipliers of strength here. You can't pick these clowns off individually or one by one. You know, I'll give you a prime example, and I keep forgetting this guy's name up in Michigan that was trying to circulate these petitions to keep Ron Paul out of the debates. This guy got slammed. His office couldn't function. They couldn't make phone calls. Their computers crashed because so many emails were coming in. That guy has backed off. And when these little clowns pop their head up out of the rabbit hole, he just punch it back down in. And that comes from a multiple of strengths, a multiplier of strengths from people. Now, if just you and I and Joe Blow and somebody from Kokomo would have called the guy's office and complained at him, do you think he would have quit? Absolutely not. But he's quitting now.
In Alabama, the aliens are an excuse for putting up roadblocks. But the tickets they give to the aliens don't count for anything because they don't show up in court anyway.
Yeah, and that's
so
just...
really it's just all pointed at us.
Well, and I was just going to say, and that's an excuse that they use for their blanket stuff because there's a lot of revenue out there, Richard, to be made. Got any drugs or contraband or guns in your car? You know, you've been drinking, whatever the case may be. Yeah, blanket road stops are a wonderful thing. They issue the tickets to the illegals and never show up in court, but guess what, my friend? You're the one that goes to jail.
I know.
All right. Richard, thanks for your call. Your point is well taken. Richard in Austin, Ed in Texas, Wayne in Texas, Dax in Texas, and Rita in Colorado. Everybody hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Next hour, I want to get into some of the real skinny on the oil industry and why what is going on is going on. Give you some facts on that. Also, out of the USA Today. What did I do with it? Here it is. Front page. Investors fish for profit in clean H2O. Did you know that General Electric is getting into the water business? Right now it only represents, through one of its subsidiaries, 2% of its income for General Electric. Do you know how big General Electric is? And why are they going after clean water? Oh, that's right. It's a resource that's being bought up so they can manage it and sell it to you. And that goes back to executive order signed April 30th, 1992, by the great George Herbert Walker Bush, the selling of America and its resources. I'll get into that a little bit later, but let's go back to the phones. Richard in Austin. Hello, Richard.
How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? This is Scott Miller.
How you doing?
I just want to say I deliver all day to different people in different offices, and I notice whenever I talk to them about Ron Paul, when I give him that list that I hear you guys mention sometime, that he's never raised taxes, he's never voted for a raise for the other representatives, he's never voted for the war, he didn't vote for the Patriot Act 1 or 2, you know, that list that you guys read?
Right.
I notice people really light up. I mean, they can't believe there's a guy out there that's really like this. These are older Texans, younger Texans, it doesn't matter. You know, they don't seem to be interested until you read that list. So I was just saying, if you guys could read that list more often, it just seems to really, or probably, maybe we need to make a, some kind of, banner or something, you know, because that list is impressive. I've never seen such a list.
I'll tell you what, if I have somebody that volunteers and calls the network at 800-724-2719 that wants to design something, we'll put it on the web page, a fact-filled sheet that you could download, copy, and then pass out. We will do that. If I get a person to volunteer to put that thing together, and we'll put it on the website that people can download it, make multitudes of copies, and just start passing them out.
Yeah, because when people hear that a representative doesn't even want his retirement, I mean, they get shocked. You know, it's like, no, he can't be true.
Well, it's, and what? Why is that? Because they're used to the crooks. They're
right.
Not used to honest people.
That's
and
right.
And here's a guy that wasn't a lawyer. He was a doctor, and he didn't take a Hippocratic oath. He took the Hippocratic oath.
That's right.
And
I tell him.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell him that. I tell him he's birthed over 3,000 babies. I tell him he's a flight, or, you know, a former retired guy, flight surgeon, wasn't it? You know, I tell him all that, and their mouth just opens up.
Yep.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I had on that. And I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about the all these banks that are on every corner now? I've asked that question before to other people. But is that a sign that the Amero's coming and they need a way to change the currency out? I mean, there's like a new bank everywhere.
No, it's banks shutting down and new ones popping up. And no, I don't think it has anything to do with the Amero distribution. I just think it's, you know, they have a product like anything else that they're out there selling at a profit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just business as usual.
Oh, okay. I just had one more thing, too,
yeah.
if you had the time. You know, I heard about I watched this thing on BET, and they showed the rappers. They were being profiled, some of the most high-profile rappers out there,
mm-hmm.
You know, how they were being profiled when the Republican National Convention was in town.
Right.
And I thought it would be the perfect opportunity now that they see that they're targeted. Maybe they can start, you know, like the movie stars, stop ignoring the fact that even they will go down with the rest of us if they don't join the fight.
Richard, what a wonderful thought. Ron Paul, just on that subject alone, even Bill Maher is going to have him on, and Bill Maher is jumping into Ron Paul's quarters. But Bill Maher, the majority of his audience is liberal. So Ron Paul is surprised himself that here's a conservative old white guy that's actually reaching in to the liberal mindset. Because there's
right.
So many issues that he is against that, therefore, they've never had a voice before, but they do now.
They sure do.
How about that?
All right. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
Okay, Richard. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, Ed, Wayne, Dax, Rita, Jerry, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls on this edition of the National Intel Report. Much information and your calls coming up.